chapter 24. Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10. Zechariah is one of the last three prophetic books written in the Hebrew Bible. It was written around the same time as the book of Haggai. The historic setting consisted of the Jewish people returning from exile in Babylonia and encountering obstacles as they were trying to rebuild the temple. Haggai's book dealt with these circumstances, but the book of Zechariah does not. Rather, he used the historic events of the return from Babylonia and the rebuilding of Solomon's temple as a springboard to prophesy about a future return from exile at the end of history and the rebuilding of a final temple. In addition, God used Zechariah to examine the sinfulness of man in juxtaposition to God's attributes of justice, faithfulness, and compassion. Here is an example of a passage from Zechariah chapter 1 that we can deduce is not about Zechariah's day and their efforts at that time to rebuild the temple, but rather it is about the far distant future. "Therefore, thus says the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem with compassion. My house will be built in it, declares the Lord of hosts, and a measuring line will be stretched over Jerusalem. Again proclaim, saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and again choose Jerusalem." In this passage, the angel of the Lord is speaking of a time when God will again comfort Zion and bless the cities of Judah. In the second verse above, the word again is used four times in a single sentence. In other words, the speaker was not referring to the present return from exile in which the Jews met with difficulty when they came back to Judah, but rather the angel of the Lord was speaking of another return that would take place in the future in which the returnees would meet with great ease and God's blessing. This interpretation is confirmed by the content in the remainder of the book, in which there is prophecy of a battle of apocalyptic proportions, followed by a state of global peace and the time of blessing for the Jews. The peace will be maintained by the Messiah who will rule from Jerusalem. Needless to say, nothing remotely resembling this prediction occurred following the return of the Jews from Babylonia. Indeed, they would go on to be an occupied territory until their re-expulsion from the land in 70 CE. Zechariah records 10 visions in the first 5.5 chapters, which are filled with symbols. It is not clear what is being prophesied in these passages. However, these visions do contain clues that tie them to other prophecies in the Hebrew Bible, as well as to passages in the book of Revelation. In this way, they fit into the mosaic of biblical prophecy. From the middle of Zechariah chapter 6 to the end of the book, Zechariah writes in a more standard biblical prophetic script. But these prophecies are still somewhat ambiguous as they utilize literary devices and lack details. Have you ever done a 500 or 1,000 piece jigsaw puzzle? Some of the pieces are edge pieces. Some pieces have a very identifiable image, such as a letter, that you can easily match with the photo on the box. And some are blurry and hard to identify. Typically, you do the edge pieces and the ones with identifiable images first. Then you may separate out the light blue pieces into a group for when it is time to do the sky. You may also separate the pieces into groups based on their shapes, as only certain shaped pieces will fit into certain spots. But in terms of the blurry pieces, they are a mystery, and typically they get done last. Once you fit the last piece into place and complete the puzzle, it all comes into focus. A number of passages in Zechariah are the blurry pieces of biblical prophecy. Another characteristic we see in the writing in the book of Zechariah is that it is shocking. Some of the verses slap you in the face in an attempt to wake you up and make you think. Here are three examples. 1. And I took my staff favor, and cut it in pieces, to break my covenant which I had made with all the peoples. First of all, the phrase, all the peoples, sounds like a reference to the Gentiles,